Wow. The next song is Cardamom Seed, Robin Hood, which is a Falcon Artist cover. First of all, I recognize that drum kit from Logic. If I'm not mistaken, that's the old Blue Ridge kit. I don't know if you know about the Blue Ridge kit, but it's my go-to. Anytime I have an artist come in and they play me a song that I want to record for them, instead of doing a metronome, I'll give them like a kick and a snare and just put it on the right space so that they have something to play to that's not that awful metronome sound. Yeah. And the Blue Ridge kit is a go-to for me because it's so soft and gentle and it's really nice.
Kyle doesn't use Blue Ridge, so we have no idea what
we use talking. Nothing but SoCal. Like, it's default drummer or get the fuck out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think Cardamom Seed covering Robin Hood is definitely the long shot box trifecta. If anybody called it, you know, put money down on this one, you're winning big. I don't think that anybody had this one on their bingo card. And I'm so grateful. It's really fun to hear this track. The production is strong, but I've kind of come to expect that from Cardamom Seed. I really like their productions. I really like the tracks that they make. I'm also glad, and this is something I commented on in one of my reviews, and I'm hearing less of it, is that there always used to be a really harsh vocal saturation that was happening on a lot of Cardamom's tracks that they've toned down a bit. I really like that. I really like that it's now a little bit softer in my ears, that sibilance isn't hitting my ears as hard. And I think this is a really good song. I think lyrically, the song's a little confusing to me, but that's not Cardamom writing the lyrics. Because the story is Robin Hood stole from the rich and then just kind of kept it and opened a trust fund. Is that what you two are reading from the lyrics?
Yeah,
on this
the trust
song?
Fund called the Bank of Glenny, I think.
Okay, gotcha. So this is in the Glenny verse.
In the Glenny verse, yeah.
Because Spintoons 23 really messed with me. As somebody who has not kept up with the lore of Spintoons enough to know who Glenny was in the first place, this was a weird one to join as a judge. And so I didn't know if that was, it seems like Marion robbed Robin Hood in the end and then ran away with Spintoons 23 contestant Glenny, which great. Lyrically a little confusing, but fun. And I could just tell that Cardamom had a great time making this track. And I think that that's exactly what you want from a bonus track, exactly what you want from a cover. I'm really glad that I got to hear this.
Yeah. I really like his production a lot, and not just because it sounds kind of like 60s Motown. It's got sort of that sound to it. I just feel like he pays a lot of attention to instrumentation and backing vocals. Like, he knows how to make songs catchy. And, like, I don't like some of his production choices. Like, his horns sound kind of cheesy, but, like, I have to say that he uses them effectively. So, like, I don't know. He's very good at, like, arranging, and just everything just sounds really cool. And in the original, I remember I was complaining that it's hard to tell the difference between the verse and the chorus of the Falcon Artist tune. And in this one, it's real clear when it happens, because the chorus is a real standout section. And I really like there's an instrumental break between the chorus and the start of the next verse in this song. And that just sounds really good.
You're talking about like right after Robin Hood was a boar?
Yeah.
I love that section. Love that section.
It's really good. And, you know, there's some lines in the lyrics that talk about glens, like, you know, in that song Danny Boy, from glen to glen and sea to shining sea or something, like glen like a valley. And when he sings the word glen, the voice goes, one N. And then later it goes one N after there's the Glen. And then when he says the Bank of Glenny, I think he says three N's. Mm. He just had an N joke in there for, you know, for the Glenny reasons, obviously. So I thought that was incredibly funny. I just like this. I thought musically this just had a great feel to it.
Yeah, I'm a Cardamom Seed, Dutch Widows partisan, always very fond of their stuff. And this is another cover that is a big improvement over the original, I thought. It's excellent production, and it really brings out the potential of the song, and by which I mean the potential that is maybe extremely well hidden in the original song, if you know what I mean. You know, Chumpy and I have done that more or less blatantly in some of our covers, like first time with Heuristics Incorporated. We did it with a song that was just very, I don't know how to put it. It was very sort of
industrial dance. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And didn't have a melody at all. So we imposed a melody upon it. The chorus was sort of there, but, you know, we imposed a lot of a chord progression and a melody that was nowhere in the original song. And we kind of did that with Lycanthrope also. But the thing is, it's like, again, this is sort of finding something within the song that might not have actually been in there and just imposed quality on a song that maybe didn't have all that much production wise in there. So anyhow,
yeah, it was super really impressive.
Yeah, great work. Almost an original song, just using Falcon Artists lyrics. Borderline, anyway.